WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
I'm joined with the host of WBEZ's Art of Power podcast, Aarti Shahani. Aarti, I understand that you have not only launched a new show, but landed an interview with President Barack Obama.
That's right. Yeah, we had quite a conversation.
So how did you land on the topic of masculinity?
You know, with President Obama, I certainly have the temptation, as many do, to want to talk about specific areas of policy. I mean, he did so much in his tenure, and he continues to think a lot about the direction we need to go. But I think that in some ways, I needed to prompt myself to listen more actively to what he has been saying lately, to some of the freshest perspectives in his most recent memoir, and also what we as Americans have experienced. And just what kind of occurred to me is, this man has been thinking a lot about what it means to be a man, frankly, in part prompted by the Trump era, prompted by his successor. And so I think masculinity just seemed like an obvious place for us to interrogate, well, what are the stories men tell themselves about who they ought to be, that we teach boys about who they ought to be, and how is that shaping the world?
And as I understand it, he's got some strong views about how we're raising boys. Let's have a listen.
Broadening the definition so that we're telling our boys, you being a good caregiver is part of what you should be as a man, because it's part of what you should be as an adult, right? Showing compassion is not weakness. Listening is as important as talking.
Aarti, what was your reaction to this?
My jaw dropped a little bit as he was talking because, you know, it's not just that President Obama was saying, hey, you should do this because I'm telling you this is how it should be. He was making the case in the course of our interview that, in fact, we as a society are increasingly giving girls and women permission to be what they want. I mean, it's not uniform, but there is progress. But in his view, we're not giving boys that same permission. There is this notion of manhood that is about how much money you're making, how many girls want you, are you athletic, can you dominate the pack? And he's like, we've got to let boys grow up into being compassionate, into thinking about being stewards of the environment and their families. And so I feel like in a lot of ways, he's not at this point making an argument about women's rights. I think he's making an argument and a case for an evolving definition of manhood that's more balanced and doesn't keep men trapped.
We're very comfortable, I think, in saying to girls, you can do anything you want. You know, you can be girly, you can be a tomboy, you can be ambitious, you can be more reserved. With boys, we still say sports, money, physical strength, girls. It's which chimp has the most bananas?
Barack Obama is also famously the father of two girls, and he mentioned that he had some marriage advice for them. Can you share that?
I love this, and it might be because my own background is Indian-American and full of a family that thinks you're supposed to get married as soon as you're fertile. And President Obama's advice to his daughters is wait. Do not marry early. Let yourself figure out who you are first. And I just think that that's wonderful advice coming from the former president of the United States, and something that I hope more parents pay heed to as they pressure their kids into not being spinsters.
And seemed to do pretty well when he chose a girl from the South Side to marry.
Sure did.
Aarti Shahani, host of the WBEZ podcast, Art of Power. Thanks for your time this morning, Aarti.
Thank you so much.